With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. This week, more than 900,000 Coloradans are expected to travel for Thanksgiving, according to AAA Colorado. But winter weather may get in the way of some of those plans. Alex Hager has more.
Forecasts are calling for snow totals upwards of 5 or 6 inches in the Roaring Fork Valley, but parts of I-70 could see even more, and the Front Range could get up to 18 inches. The Colorado Department of Transportation says drivers all across the state should plan ahead.
We certainly understand that we're coming up on a holiday, and so there's going to be some unavoidable travel. Look for flexibility where you can to find those preferable weather windows.
Matt Inzio is a spokesman for CDOT. He says staying off the roads during peak travel times and the worst parts of the storm can help crews keep them clear and safe. Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
An organization in Carbondale helps people who are homeless shower at the local rec center. Kristen Kay reports now Carbondale homeless assistants could receive financial support from the town to help them fund the program.
Lynn Kirshner started Carbondale Homeless Assistance 5 years ago. After working with the area's homeless, she found that one thing they wanted the most was a place to shower.
Many of the people we were dealing with at that time were trying to get jobs, get back on their feet, and they needed a place to go get presentable for an interview, to go get a job.
Kirshner says the organization thoroughly vets people who use the rec center facilities. She says they've provided 578 showers since the program started. Earlier this month, she asked the town of Carbondale for $1,500 to help pay for the rec center memberships for the program. The town agreed to set aside the money in next year's budget, which has yet to be finalized. Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.
Yesterday's Snowmass Village shuttle in the Roaring Fork Transit Authority received more than $2 million to replace old buses. The money is from the U.S. Department of Transportation. David Johnson is RAFTA's director of planning. He says even though RAFTA has received the grant the last couple of years, they don't always count on it.
We see the grants as more of icing on the cake or of a boost in funding as opposed to a reliable source of funding to maintain and replace our vehicles and our equipment.
Johnson says RAFTA has to replace nearly 90 buses every 14 years, and the federal money helps them do just that. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.